Okay, so you are dreaming of a condo right in the middle of everything Boston
It's
Seaport.
quite the spot, isn't it?
It is. And this fall, it seems like everybody wants a piece of it.
Yeah, it's definitely got that special something.
It does.
You know, it's gone from like this industrial kind of gritty area to like the place to be.
Right.
All these waterfront restaurants and shops and, well, I mean,
The views.
yeah, those harbor views are incredible.
So we are diving into Ford Realty's Fall 2024 report today.
All right, let's see what's up.
See what's going on. And right now, their numbers show that there are 57 condos listed in the Seaport,
Okay.
but only 10 have actually sold in the last 90 days. So that seems a little,
Little slow. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Is it a little slow? I don't know.
Well, I mean, it makes you think a little bit, right? Like, because we're talking about luxury condos here,
Right.
a very particular part of the market we're looking at. So it's not exactly like you're going out for like a, you know, a starter home, you know, something like that. This is a whole different ball game.
No, it's a very specific
Very different game.
buyer.
Right.
And speaking of not your average buyer,
Right.
the average list price right now for a Seaport condo is $1,637,000.
Ooh, that's a chunk of change.
That is a big chunk of change,
Yeah.
even for Boston.
That says something.
It does say something.
Like, it's a big deal to have a Seaport address.
It really is.
Yeah, for sure.
But here's where I thought it got kind of interesting.
Okay.
The average sale price is lower.
Really?
It's $1,575,000.
Huh.
So they're negotiating in this market.
So it's not just like, oh, there's the price, I got to pay it.
Right.
Interesting.
Which tells me there's wiggle room.
There's definitely some wiggle room in there.
Yeah, which is interesting.
Which, I mean, it's not a huge difference, but it's still, like you said, wiggle room.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it could just be like, you know, the natural up and down of any market. Or maybe buyers are just like, I don't know, being a little more cautious these days.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
And if you are a seller in the Seaport thinking, I wonder how long it'll take to get this place off my hands.
Yeah.
The average right now is 77 days to find a buyer.
Oh, wow. So not bad.
Not terrible.
Not terrible.
I mean, it's not like unbelievably
It's
fast.
not like instant,
Right.
but it's also, like you said, not too bad for, you know,
Yeah.
a place like this.
Exactly. But okay, this is what I thought was so interesting in this report.
Okay.
Ford Realty.
Yeah.
They are offering a huge buyer rebate right now
Oh, really?
on Seaport condos.
Wow.
It's over 50% of their commission.
No way.
I
That's
know.
unheard of.
I've never seen anything like that.
Especially in Boston.
Especially in Boston.
Like, what is going on?
What is
Like,
happening?
for real.
Right.
I mean,
Yeah.
usually you get like maybe a couple percentage points if you're lucky.
Right. If that.
Yeah.
And that's if you like know the right people.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. So to see like 50%,
Over 50. That's wild.
it's wild. So what do you think? I mean, is this them trying to like sweeten the deal?
Oh, absolutely. I think they're trying to make it as appealing as possible for buyers right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even though those condos are gorgeous and it's like a great location and all that,
Right.
buyers are still maybe like, should I take the plunge? You know?
Right. Are they being a little more cautious, you think?
Yeah, maybe. Or they're just like being picky. You
Yeah.
know, like, why not wait for the perfect deal? And
Well,
I think Ford is like, we're gonna make this the perfect deal.
right.
Come on down.
Yeah, like this is how you get into the Seaport.
Exactly. You get that buyer's rebate,
It's a good point.
and then boom, suddenly you're living the dream.
Yeah. And you've got those views.
Exactly.
So do we think, I mean, it sounds like maybe the market is shifting a tiny bit.
Yeah, it's possible.
I mean, we've seen those numbers. They're not like plummeting or anything,
Right.
but they're definitely, like you said, maybe a little shift.
Yeah.
And this rebate could be a sign of things to come.
Interesting.
Like
Yeah.
maybe sellers are going to have to be a little more flexible
Yeah.
moving forward to get those offers coming in.
Okay. So Ford's website is interesting to poke around because they have so many different types of condos listed.
They really do.
Like everything from, I don't even know how this is possible, a one bedroom under
Oh
$800,000.
no, right? It's crazy.
That's unbelievable to me.
It's a steal
I know.
for the Seaport. That's unheard of.
And then you've got your like, you know, multi-million dollar
Oh yeah.
penthouse with a view,
The
the
works.
works.
The
Like,
dream.
how is that even in the same
I
neighborhood?
know, it's wild, right?
Yeah, so you go from under $800,000 to like, you know, the sky's the limit.
I know, right?
It's crazy.
It's pretty wild.
What do you think that says about like who is living in the Seaport right now?
Well, I mean, you've got your you know, young professionals probably.
Yeah.
Maybe some first-time buyers who are like, you know what? I don't need a ton of space.
Right.
I just want to be right in the mix.
Right, in the action.
Yeah, exactly.
Walk to my, you know, brewery.
Exactly. And, you know, they're probably thinking long-term too, right? Like, this is an investment.
Right.
Get in now while I can.
Yeah, get that little one bedroom.
Exactly.
It'll be worth twice as much in a few years.
Right, and then you've got your, you know, the people who are maybe a little bit further along in their careers or, you know, maybe they're empty nesters.
Right.
Downsizing a little bit, but they still want that luxury.
Yeah, they want that view.
Yeah, they want that penthouse. They've earned it.
They've earned it.
Right, exactly.
So it's a good mix, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's a good mix of people.
So if you had to say to somebody, okay, you're thinking about buying in the Seaport right now.
Yeah.
What's the thing you got to keep in mind?
I would say knowledge is key.
Okay.
You got to be informed in this market.
Yeah.
You got to be ready to act fast when you see something you like.
Especially with that buyer rebate.
Oh, yeah. Especially with that rebate. That could be huge.
Yeah, that could be a game changer.
Right. So, yeah, be ready to make a move.
Interesting. That's a good point.
And, you know, if you're a seller.
Yeah.
Maybe be a little flexible.
Yeah.
With that asking price.
Interesting. Okay. So maybe it's not a totally like, you know, it's a buyer's market or a seller's market, but it's like this weird in between.
Yeah. It's like, you got to be strategic.
Right.
No matter what side you're on.
And you know what? It's always going to be a desirable place to live.
Oh, yeah. With those views and the waterfront of the restaurants.
It's Seaport.
Exactly. It's always going to be hot.
That's a good point. So no matter what the market's doing,
right,
it's still a good investment.
Yeah, I'd say so.
That's a great point.
Long term, anyway.
Yeah, long term, for sure. So there you have it. That is the Boston Seaport condo market for fall 2024.
There you go.
As always, we want to thank Ford Realty for all of their amazing insights and their data.
They're the best.
They are. If you want to take a look at any of those listings we talked about,
yes,
head to their website.
Check it out.
And until next time, happy house hunting.